Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Victoria Goodwin, wife of Ghost Adventure star Aaron Goodwin, has been arrested for allegedly plotting to have her husband, Aaron, killed. Yeah. Instead of packing up her stuff, calling a lawyer like a normal disgruntled spouse, she reportedly decided to go full crime documentary, because why not when you are married to a celebrity and everyone is going to scrutinize your every move? Sounds like a great idea, right? Here's the kicker. The couple actually got married at Disneyland's Haunted Mansion, you know, because nothing says till death do us part quite like a theme park ride about ghosts and eerie premonitions. Fast forward 3 years, and Victoria, 32, allegedly wanted her 48-year-old husband to become an actual ghost. So how did all of this unfold? Well, according to investigators, Victoria had been in contact with an inmate in Florida back in October of 2024. You know, like you do. And no, she wasn't sending him care packages or words of encouragement or chicken soup for the soul. She was allegedly using him as a middleman to arrange a hit on Aaron. The plan? Hire someone to take him out. The motivation? It's a little murkier, but let's just say the couple wasn't exactly in marital bliss. Victoria had reportedly saved up $11,515 to fund the operation.
It's like, and 32 cents. 11,500 wasn't quite enough.
Yeah.
If I give you 11,515, will you do it?
And 38 cents specifically. If you're missing the change, I'm sorry, we can't go forward. Come back when you got the 38 cents. Because apparently murder for hire comes with a price tag just slightly higher than a used Honda. And in case there was any doubt about her intentions, she sent a chilling text message that read, "Am I a bad person because I choose to end his existence, not divorce?" Yes, Victoria, you are. You are a horrible human being.
And yeah, one word answer, yes.
Yes, you are, and you should be put away for the rest of your life, considering you're even considering this as an option, because healthy people don't think this way. We've all had dramatic thoughts in relationships, but most people settle for passive-aggressive texts or stress baking. Hiring a hitman? Or divorce. Hiring a hitman? Taking things a little too far. Not saying it doesn't happen, because we have plenty of cases here where that is the course of action. But come on. Because Crime tends to be a messy business. Victoria allegedly went the extra mile and handed over Aaron's Ghost Adventures filming schedule because, you know, timing is everything when you're planning a murder. But as you might expect from a plan cooked up between an inmate and an amateur criminal, things fell apart rather quickly. Florida prison officials stumbled upon a contraband phone and uncovered the whole scheme in a way that sounds straight out of a bad thriller. One of the intercepted text messages from the inmate to his outside contact read, "He's asleep right now in the hotel room. I need to know what's going on. Can I get an update? Was it done?" So not only was the plan completely unhinged, but it was also incredibly sloppy. If you have to ask the murderer if it happened via text, maybe reconsider your career choices. When confronted with the evidence, Victoria suddenly developed a very convenient case of amnesia. She denied wanting her husband dead and claimed she didn't remember sending the incriminating text. As for the $11,515 she wired to the inmate, "Oh, that was just for cell phones," she said. You know, $11,515 for cell phones.
And how do you wire money to an inmate?
Well, I mean, like, they can have a bank account.
Maybe he had an outside account.
Yeah, I mean, they can have that. Yeah.
It's not like she's sending it to his account there in prison so he can buy shit.
Or it's an intermediary because there is somebody beyond the inmate. Like, the inmate apparently reached out to somebody on the outside for the hit. So maybe technically it went over to the guy on the outside. And I don't know. I don't know. But it was just for cell phones, according to her. She seems like a bright bulb. Because obviously dropping thousands of dollars on burner phones for a random inmate is totally normal behavior. She did, however, admit that she fantasized about being without her husband, just not in the let's legally separate and move on kind of way. Meanwhile, Aaron Goodwin, the guy who has spent years chasing ghosts, now finds himself in a real-life nightmare. He described himself as blindsided and devastated by the whole thing, and honestly, who could blame him? You sign up to hunt the paranormal, not to have your own life, your own wife, allegedly plotting to turn you into one. As for Victoria, she's been charged with solicitation to commit murder and conspiracy to commit murder. She's currently cooling her heels at the Clark County Detention Center on a $100,000 bail with strict orders to have no contact with Aaron. Probably a solid call. There you have it. The truly bizarre.
It's so sad because he doesn't, he's not aware of any of this. Could you imagine being married and think, you know, you probably got some red flags in your marriage, but you don't think it's this?
Yeah.
And to find out, like, this is what she's been doing. And then she's like, am I a bad person because I'm just trying to kill him? What?
Yeah.
I feel bad for him.
I can, yeah. I mean, no, I mean, to come across that sort of news of it, it literally, because it sounds like, I mean, this is how I'm taking it anyway, is that he almost got killed. The fact that she's asking, did it happen, tells me like there was a plan in place of some semblance to get him at, you know, his hotel room or something while he was out shooting Ghost Adventures.
I mean, she had some kind of plan in place, and I just can't imagine. You know, this is your wife, the person you're in love with. And even if you have problems in your marriage, chances are it's like, yeah, we can get counseling. You know, I'll do better around the house, whatever it is that you're having problems about. You would never go to this. That would make, I hope you get some counseling after this, because that would really mess with your head.
Yeah, it would make it extremely hard to trust anyone. When you have a spouse that, you know, attempts to kill you, it leads to trust issues.
We're not laughing because that's funny. We're laughing because that's kind of true here.
It's true. I've been through that. It wasn't a hitman. She was attempting to be the hitman herself. And, you know, you wrestle a gun out of someone's hand, it tends to stick with you a little bit.
Yeah.
But it is a total mind F, because you just...
Because even after what you went through, and we won't go into that, but even after what you went through, there was still maybe a little bit of, you know, you need help. You know, I don't know that denial's the right word, but, you know, looking back on it now, it's a different perspective than when at the time.
At the time, you're shocked.
So shocking. It was so shocking.
It's like that people are capable of it, I think, is the scary thing. And a lot of people don't realize just how capable people are of doing really horrible things. That's what we talk about every day on these shows. But everybody has the attitude, you know, I'm making a blanket statement there, but a lot of people have the attitude of it can't happen to me. And then it does.
Yeah.
And no, people are capable of some pretty horrible things when you least expect them. And then, you know, retrospectively, you go, oh, there were signs. But it's not the signs that anyone expects. It's not like she's going to be like, oh, I should hire a hitman someday to kill you. You know, she's not going to like lay it out there like that. They caught her in the act because she was trying to do this covertly. But nobody's going to be, I mean, hopefully nobody's like sitting there literally threatening to kill you. That would be a pretty blatant red flag to run from. But it's just a slow build. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you're talking about a very unhealthy person in the ways of their thinking. If this is where they're going, it doesn't necessarily, I mean, there's something wrong with that person, and it doesn't either necessarily mean that this is temporary either. This might be how that person thinks. This might be a personality disorder, and this is how they choose to solve problems. And at this point in their life, in this situation where they're married and she wants to get out of it, and, you know, probably wants some of that money that he's made from doing the show for all these years.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to get that is if he's dead. Because in a divorce, well, I mean, in a divorce, you could do that too, but maybe there's a prenup. Hopefully he was smart enough. He only got married three years ago that there was a prenup. I mean, it's one thing if you've been together forever before he got big and then that's there, but if she's realizing she's in a corner and she's now become accustomed to this lifestyle, she's going to want the money. She's not going to want to walk away from that. And she's not going to give a shit if she's truly entitled to it or not. She just feels that she is because she's there. And if you're not going to get it, then then people go down these routes, these dark roads of I'll get it at no matter what cost it is. My question is where do you decide to start reaching out to the people in jail? Like, is this like a friend or somebody that you knew a long time ago is in prison? Or you just like go on like the website of the prison, decide to start sending out messages and see who answers?
She had to have known the person. But then once, like, don't you realize that these people's, like their conversations, their correspondence, that's all monitored. And if you think you're talking in code, it sounds like you're talking in code. These are people listening to this conversation that have heard it all, you know?
Yeah.
You're not smarter than they are. And people like him too, the husband, you know, I think any person with a certain level of fame, you know, people, she might think there's some money attached to it. You know, if I was him, I'd be looking back on the whole thing and going, what was ever real?
I'm sure there's a lot of that. I'm sure there's a lot of what was authentic, what was not, what was manipulation. And there's going to be probably a lot of hard revelations for him of shit. You know, if you're putting your heart into something and the other person has ulterior motives, that can be pretty detrimental. But at least you survived. You know? At the end of the day, he survived, and that's...
Well, she got caught. Thank God she got caught.
And she got caught, and I'm going to guess there's probably not going to be a very big settlement here at the end of the day with this divorce.
Ain't no settlement, because she's going to be in prison.
Well, yeah, there's that, but here's the deal. Even in a situation like this, depending on what the laws are in the state, and I do not know what the divorce laws are in that state, she could still be entitled to some of his money, even if she tried to kill him.
Oh, God, I hope not.
That's how it worked here.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
Yeah. That's how, I mean, it. That's how it works. You can literally attempt to kill your spouse.
You would know too.
And you can still then be entitled by law to some of your spouse's property and money. That doesn't have a bound to it. I mean, it certainly plays a role in like custody and well-being of children, but when it comes to the finances of it, if again, in some states, if he refuses to, you know, give her some sort of a settlement, she could end up on the court steps and they could end up auctioning their stuff out. Now, is that going to happen? Probably not. You would think she may just walk away, but I'm going to guess she's still going to go for a bit of a money grab here at the end of the day on this. Again, depending on what the state law allows. I do not know what that state law allows.
And that might be the whole reason why she was in the marriage. She thought there was some money.
She probably was.
Wow.
Considering 3 years in that this is your way out of hiring a hitman. How dumb. I got to guess she's not bright at all. To go down. I mean, God, your spouse works in television. Now, granted, he's not in true crime. He's in ghost stories, but come on. If you just watch anything, you gotta see how this stuff works. And the idea of reaching out to an inmate and assuming you're not going to be caught. I mean, this is the dumbest thing I've seen where it's like, yes, of course they're going to read what you're writing. Everything is monitored in prison.
Yeah.
You're not an attorney. It's not attorney-client privilege. You're someone trying to hire a hitman.
Exactly. Very strange. That's just...
But it's a burner phone. Yeah, they don't catch those ever. Jesus. Yeah.
She just had $11,000 of her own money laying around that he wouldn't notice is being gone, I guess. Because that's a lot of money. For me, that's a lot of money. And if I was married to somebody, and he might make good money. I can't imagine he makes zillions of dollars.
But well, the fact that she had to save up that on her own was also kind of an interesting factor. Again, I am just completely speculating on all of this because I have no idea. But the fact that she had to save that up on the side... Although you'd probably notice if $11,000 was suddenly missing, like, where did that go? Oh, for the hitman to kill you. So maybe you do have to kind of save it off on the side. You got a little side hustle over here. You can't just take from the joint account. But I wonder if there was even a joint account or if that was something he was wise enough to do, too, where it was keep this separate. I don't know.
That is just...
I feel horrible for the guy.
I hope she gets to sit in prison for a while and think about what she wanted to do.
Oh, I think she'll get an opportunity.
And, I hope so.
And I feel bad for whoever is next in her path because it wasn't a successful murder.
This time.
It's not going to be a life sentence. She'll get out. Mm-hmm. She'll get out. And someone else will get to meet the lovely Victoria that almost killed a ghost hunter.
Craving non-stop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.